from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting a U.S. warning to Russia about Syrian airstrikes. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Russian interference would prolong the sectarian conflict inside of Syria and accuse Russia of conducting indiscriminate military operations against Syrian opposition groups, some of whom are allied to the United States. The U.S. and Russian militaries held a teleconference Thursday on ways they can avoid firing on each other as both wage air campaigns in Syria. Russia began bombing raids against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria Wednesday, saying it wants to support the country's pro-Russian president, Bashar al-Assad. A gunman killed at least seven people and wounded more than 20 Thursday at a small community college in the Pacific Northwest city of Roseburg, Oregon. The 20-year-old gunman was killed exchanging gunfire with police. He opened fire in one of the classrooms at Umpqua Community College before police immediately responded. Authorities believe the gunman was familiar with the college and the building. Investigators believe this was a case of domestic terrorism with no ties to any international group. A grim President Obama appeared on television just a few hours after the shootings to remind the nation the majority of Americans, including law-abiding gun owners, want tougher laws. The general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrendered to the country's transitional government. General Gilbert Diendéré turned himself in Thursday after negotiations with officials in the capital, Ouagadougou. VOA's French to Africa service reports that Diendéré received assurances that he would not be killed, and he and other soldiers who took part in the coup earlier in September will receive a fair trial.